Students representing several area charter schools joined forces, some dressed in superhero outfits, as they encourage elected officials to be their heroes and fight for new funding.
Our school uses most of our field trip money to go towards all the stuff that they need to take care of during the school. So like bills, mortgage, all that stuff is going towards that. So we don't get to get all of our good field trips.
Curtis Samuel is an eighth grader at Elmwood Village Charter School. Elmwood Village teachers Daniel Brink Washington and Ebony Green noted students are taught about the realities of a lack of funding for city charters.
They ask questions, they read, and we do tell them the truth. We do need more funding to do a lot of the things that's necessary to do.
We don't shy away from sharing the fact that schools run on budgets and, you know, that there's, in this case, an issue of equity in terms of funding for charter schools, and it's one of the great education reform issues of our time.
Charter schools are public schools. That's the reality. I think there's a big erroneous misconception out there. Charter schools are public schools, so we're not taking away from any funding. If anything, we're getting less funding.
And furthermore, the way the funding works in New York State is that monies are tied directly to per pupil models. So the idea that a district is entitled to monies, even if a student makes a choice to attend a public charter school, to me that doesn't make sense. The money is tied to the student. And so if a family chooses another option, which in Buffalo, 1 in 5 families choose another option. There are thousands of kids on waiting lists for charter schools.
The Northeast Charter Schools Network says Buffalo charters continue to be underfunded by 60 cents on the dollar compared to Buffalo public schools, and especially need funds for their facilities. New York State Director of the organization, Andrea Rogers, tells us New York City charters get more cash.
Ideally, what we think would be the best solution would be to extend to all schools in the state a policy that's currently in place for some of the New York City charter schools. So in New York City, if you were a new school or were expanding your school after the year 2014, you are guaranteed either space in an existing district building or extra facilities aid. And we think that that policy should be extended to all charter schools, regardless of their geographic location and regardless of the age of the school.
Buffalo got negotiated out of that deal again, so we got screwed again. It's almost expected that when there's a charter school deal in the state legislative session, the first thing that gets negotiated out of the deal is funding for Buffalo charter schools.
Northeast Charter School Network advocacy manager Duncan Kirkwood says charter school parents should not be punished with less funding and less state support.
Equal access to high quality education is the civil rights fight of our generation. Can our kids get access to good schools? It's the only way to break generational poverty. It's the only way to break generational curses. So we need our state lawmakers to be our heroes and fight for us. And they don't need a cape, they don't need a shield, they just need to make sure that they fight for our children.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.